Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Okay, here we are. And I'll start the video. That does a countdown. And then we will put up the study, and then we'll blow the trumpet. And I'm on Pal Talk, right? I'm on Pal Talk. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one in Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God, like I've said for 22 years, Adat Yisrael. And it's the Sabbath. Today's the Sabbath of God. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for your mercy, living God. I thank you for covering me with your holy blood of any sin that I ever did, Father, and said anything wrong. May you forgive us all. Have mercy upon every one of us. Bless this day. Make it fruitful. Bless the study. Help everyone. Heal everyone. Strengthen everyone in the congregation. And may God always be with you in Yeshua's name. And may God encourage you. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, we're at our new congregation. This is our second time?
Yeah.
This is our second time here at this congregation. 101 Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin, Tennessee. And we're in Suite 10, 105A. Yeah. And the phone number is here on the website. And there's the website. But it's one, you got to put www right now, oneinmessiah.net. And there's the email. Okay. We are sadly still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s today in the 21st century. Today is April the 6th, 2024. Wow. Time is ticking. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take that off. This is wrong. Oh, no. I'll have to erase that. Let me erase this real quick. That was March. Let me delete that.
You don't have to. It's not the same.
Anyway, Jehovah has his own calendar, which is deleted from the world. We're now in the month of, we're in the second Adar, the day 26. And that's where we are so far. Pretty soon we'll be doing Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Yes. Can you guys all hear me? Am I talking loud enough? Okay. Today's topic is defining the Sabbath again. That's what I'm talking about, defining the Sabbath again. The Sabbath was created in Genesis 2, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Just think, God spoke the word and he created the heavens and the earth and everything, all the stars and everything. So that was that. And on the seventh day, the first time there was a seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Wow. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Amen. And then it was so important, that seventh day, that God put it in his Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. He made it the fourth commandment. And it goes, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah, your God. In it you're not supposed to do any work. And who? That's you, your son, your daughter, if you have any people that are in your house, anybody. Even if you have a stranger that's in your house, anyone that's in your gates, that means wherever you dwell today has to be Sabbath conscious, Sabbath worthy. For 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Amen. And then we go to Exodus 31, verse 13. It says, speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep. Why? It's a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Jehovah that doth sanctify you. So the Sabbath is also a sign to us. You shall keep the Sabbath there, for it's holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. Whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Amen. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Jehovah. Whosoever doth any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. He says it twice. And I used to read that to the congregation a long time ago. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. So the Sabbath is a perpetual covenant between us and God. Isaiah 56 says, Thus said Jehovah, keep judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness will be revealed. Blessed is the man, and of course the woman also, that does this, and the son of man that lays hold on it and keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to Jehovah speak, saying, Jehovah had utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, eunuch is an attendant and everything, I'm a dry tree. For thus said Jehovah unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house, and within my walls, a place and a name better than the sons and daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger, and the daughters of the stranger, that join themselves to Jehovah to serve him and to love the name of Jehovah, to be his servants, everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, for their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Amen. And then we got 58, Isaiah 58 says, verse 13, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and you call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Jehovah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. And that's really amazing. I wish people would read these verses. Then shall you delight yourself in Jehovah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. Who said that? The mouth of Jehovah spoke that, okay? So everything I'm reading today, this is from Jehovah. It's not from me, it's not from Moses, it's not from Paul. And this is something I read last week, but I wanted to go over it again. A sacred assembly. The feasts of Jehovah are Sabbaths. The feasts of Jehovah and Sabbaths are holy convocations. This is a study we should all know. It has been said many times over the years. Holy convocations are commands from God to us, right? They're not commands from me or my wife or you or Moses or Paul or anybody. They're from God. So you got to remember who's speaking when I'm reading this. Okay? This is Leviticus 23. I'll read a few verses here, then later I'll read the full chapter. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, this is Jehovah spoke. Everybody got that? Okay, this is not Moses. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them that concerning the feast of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Now I know most people never heard the words holy convocation, but I'm going to define everything through the dictionaries. 6 days may work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings, all your gates. Anywhere you dwell today has to be Sabbath worthy, Sabbath consciousness. You know, it can't be, and you're not supposed to just go to sleep. You know, it's a Sabbath, supposed to fellowship. So we got the sacred assembly. Now this, again, this is not from me, it's not from Moses, it's not from Paul, it's an online dictionary. What does sacred mean? Well, it means devoted or dedicated to God, or to some religious purpose, consecrated. That's what sacred means. Entitled to veneration, a religious respect by association with divinity or divine things of holy, pertaining to or connected with religion. And you could read that. It's sacred books, sacred music, regarded with, but something regarded with reverence. You put, that's what sacred means, okay? And then we have the word convocation, which most people never heard of that word, but it says, it comes from the word convoke. Convoke means the act of convoking, calling together, summoning an assembly or a meeting. That's a physical meeting. The state of being convoked, a group of people gathered in assembly, assemblies of the clergy, an assembly of people. So it's not, you know, even though we're doing this on Power Talk with people that are not in our vicinity, but if you're anywhere in Tennessee and you're close by, you should come to the Sabbath. You know, that's the way it is. Here's an assembly. What's assembly mean? We should all, this is from the dictionary, an assembling or coming together of number of persons, coming together, physically, usually for a particular purpose, a group of persons gathered together, usually for a particular purpose, whether religion or whatever, or could be just a meeting. And I explained this below over the years, many, many times. What does it say in Hebrew? Mikra Kodesh. That's a holy assembly. And what's a mikra? A mikra is a convocation, a convoking, a reading, a calling together. Calling together. A convocation, a sacred assembly. A reading. And there's all the words that it means right there. And it's 23 times in the Bible. Something called out, that is a public meeting, the act, the persons, or the place. Also, and it's a rehearsal too, you know. Assembly, calling, a convocation, a reading. And what does Kodesh mean? Kodesh, well, that means holiness to God, sacredness to God, separateness to God, you know, apartness to God. You know, that's what we're talking about. It's a Mikra Kodesh. So this is, God spoke this, and it's to him. It's not to me or Moses. Soon we'll be doing the Passover. First day there should be a holy convocation, and the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. So these meetings, God has these different meetings that he wants us all to be together. And here's Leviticus 23 in full, just about. Remember who's speaking, okay? It's really remember who's speaking. It's not Moses, it's not Paul, it's not me. It says, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. So these convocations are in the feast of Jehovah. Then he goes right into the Sabbath. Right after that, he goes, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. So it's a holy convocation. You see the word? It's right there. So what's this? What's a holy convocation? The Sabbath. See that right there? And these are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. We don't do Passover when we feel like it, or unleavened bread, or, you know, the Feast of Weeks, or we don't do any of those things when it's convenient. We do when God says to do it. In the 14th day of the first month, 14th day of the first month at even is Jehovah's Passover. So this is all about Jehovah. It's not about anybody else. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Jehovah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. I remember a long time ago somebody said to me, do we have to eat unleavened bread? I said, God says you have to, okay? In the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a holy convocation. You're not going to do any servo work. We'll explain that later, what that means. We shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. 7 days, in the seventh day is a holy convocation, you shall do no civil work therein, okay? And this is Jehovah speaking again. So remember who's speaking this, okay? Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof, Then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And you shall eat, and you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It's a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. I don't understand how people just don't get this. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. That's seven sevens of 49, right? Even the morrow after the Sabbath, of course, that would make one more extra day. That would make you should number 50 days. That's called the Feast of Weeks, or they called it Pentecost. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. You shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves of two tent deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. We'll have to do that this year. Okay? We have to make two baked loaves with leaven. They are the first fruits unto Jehovah. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it is a holy you're supposed to proclaim it, that it's a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no civil work therein. Lately, we had people not proclaiming nothing. We have people forsaking us because they thought they didn't want to do the holy convocation. It's really sad. Now, here's what that civil work means, a melechet avodah. Melechet avodah. The word melechet, melecha, means occupation, work, business. So that's no work at all, right? Any kind of business work. And that's a long time. And then the word avodah means labor, service. And that's more domestically speaking. And you're not supposed to do melechet avodah. That's what civil work means in the Hebrew. I don't know how to say it in the English. Servile?
Yeah.
Oh, servile. But I say mikra kodesh. I say melechet avodah. That's what it is. And who said this? Who said all this stuff? Moses? Me? Did I tell you to do this? I am Jehovah your God. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, remember who's speaking. It's a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. So we have people wanting to come and hear us sing in Nashville. We have people getting their little ride, and they came to sing with us, and they went to hear us at a club, you know, singing the songs, but they won't take the same ride and come to God's holy Sabbath. They say, oh, they can't do that now, but they did it. They wanted to come back too to the place where we sang, but now they still don't want to do it. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of trumpets. Uh-oh, it's a holy convocation. You'd have to be here again, okay? You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. The word Sabbath is 60 times in the Gospels and letters, okay? It's 111 times in Tanakh. And that's how many times God talks about it. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. That's in Luke 23:56. Most people never seen that before. And that's a good verse to always bring up to people, you know, Luke 23:56. And this is not a long study today. It's a short study, but I wanted to just redefine what the Sabbath is. So to redefine it in a nutshell, we don't do our pleasure, we don't speak our own words, we don't do anything we want to do for anything for our enjoyment, we don't do any work, we don't go buy and sell. I didn't put down the Nehemiah verses. You don't buy and sell. And it's a holy convocation. You're supposed to get up, get dressed, and Zoom here to the congregation, if you're in the congregation, that is. Anyway, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom, and I thank you for being here, and I'm going to stop here. And, you know, this is a short study today, but I wanted everyone to hear this at least. So a holy convocation, who made this a holy convocation? Was Jehovah, right? I didn't. Moses didn't. Okay. Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody, and I'm going to stop the audio real quick. I'll stop this real quick. Shabbat shalom.